The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the, pardon me, welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of, Bob Burney Live. What a contrast in the last hour. Spent the first hour talking about the wonderful things that a Christian ministry named Johnny and Friends, founded by Johnny Erickson Tada, is doing not only in America but around the world. What a wonderful organization, ministry. And then we spent the second half hour in some very unsavory, tragic news about the militancy of the LGBTQ community. And if you could not listen in the last half hour from 4:30 to 5, listen to the archives, go to our website, check that out, or go to my Facebook page. Just go to Facebook and do a search for Bob Burney Live, B-U-R-N-E-Y Live. Simply like us. The page will pop up. Follow us on Twitter at Bob Burney Live and listen. Or, well, hey, if you pull it up, you can actually watch the video of the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus saying, not tongue-in-cheek at all, "We're coming for your children. We are coming for your children." Now, I was just thinking, what would be the response of the general public if a Christian organization did a video with a chorus, a choir, or whatever, and aiming it at the LGBTQ community, and the theme of that was, "We're coming after your children. We're going to convert your children, and then your children will convert you." Hey, listen, it would be all over CNN, MSNBC, CBS, NBC, ABC. It would be all over. And whoever produced that video, it would be banned from YouTube. The people who produced it would be getting death threats. And you know I'm not exaggerating. If a Christian choir, Christian organization put together a song and said, "This is for, this is to the LGBTQ community, and the theme of the song is, we are coming after your children. We're going to convert your children, and then the children will convert you. And we're going to do it in such a way you won't even know what's happening. It'll be so subtle, you won't even know that we're coming after your children." The outrage would be enormous. But the LGBTQ community does that, aimed at Christians? Oh, well, they're just expressing pride. They're just expressing pride, and they have every reason to express pride. And they're just pushing back against bigotry and homophobia. And they will be praised, generally, by the general population. So anyway, you just need to be aware. This is not a benign movement. It is no longer, we just want to be left alone. We just want to be accepted. No longer. No, 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 no. No, those days are long gone. And then there's this. Then there is this. You may, in the very near future, hear this at your house. Yep, you may have a knock on the door. And who might that be from? It could be an agent of the United States government. Yes! And why would they be knocking on your door? Because the president of the United States has ordered them to go knock on doors. Why would the president of the United States have people come and knock on my door? To find out if you've been vaccinated or not. No, I'm not making this up. I am not making this up. Quote, the Biden administration is launching a new door-to-door effort to vaccinate Americans after falling short of its 4th of July goal of having 70% of the adult population with at least one shot of the coronavirus vaccine. Amid the administration's ongoing concerns of a surge of the more contagious Delta variant of the virus, President Biden pitched his plan to boost the vaccinated population during remarks he made yesterday. And I quote, this is from the President of the United States. Now we need to go community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors to get help to the remaining people protected from the virus, President Biden said. Now, my first question when I heard this, how will they know whose door to knock on? They're not going to knock on everybody's door. And here's the only thing I can conclude. I could be wrong, but I think this is a reasonable conclusion. The federal government is now going to check to see if you have been vaccinated. And if you have not been vaccinated, an agent of the federal government may come knocking on your door. Now, the liberal left will say, this is wonderful. This is real compassion. This is caring. We're going to go door to door and see if people are vaccinated. People who love freedom are going to say, this is what totalitarian countries do. Now, let me say quickly, my wife and I got the vaccine. We got vaccinated. We talked to our doctor, we checked it out, and we got the vaccine. And I'm not sorry. And I'm not embarrassed that we got the vaccine, okay? I'm grateful that we did. But the federal government has no right to force you, if you disagree, for whatever reason. That is beyond their authority. And like I said, how are they going to find out what doors to knock on? Are they going to develop a list of the rebels? Are they going to develop a list of the insurrectionists? How are they going to know whose door to knock on? I got news. It's none of their business. Encourage? Fine. Get out the facts? Fine. Educate? No problem. I don't even mind if they try to make people feel guilty if they haven't gotten the vaccine. But this is beyond their authority. And it is wrong, wrong, wrong.
today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, 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 this is very interesting. And I am not implying in any way that you and I had anything to do with this. However, it is a strange coincidence that the YouTube video from the San Francisco Men's Gay Chorus has been up for a while. And I played it on the air. Jeff posted it on Facebook and on Twitter. At 3:20 p.m., all you had to do was go to YouTube and open the video. That was at 3:20 p.m. It is now gone. Yeah, it has been made private. I find that quite interesting. Don't you? Now, they went to a lot of time. They took a lot of time, a lot of effort to put that song together, to record it, arrange it, write the words, choose the music, record it. I mean, a lot of effort went into that. It wasn't some spur of the moment, hey, let's meet together in 10 minutes and put a song on YouTube. They knew what they were doing. They knew what their message was. It was planned. It was intentional. And yet, it is now gone. Now, once again, I am not under any kind of delusion that my audience is large enough and vast enough that our response caused that thing to be made private rather than public. But it is a strange coincidence. But I have good news. If you go to YouTube, can't get it. Nope, can't access it. It's gone. It is now private. Can't access it. But it's in our archives. The audio is in our archives. So it is not lost. If you want to hear it, the only way I know of now that you can hear this song, this YouTube video, is by going to thewordcolumbus.com, click on my picture, and then choose listen to past programs and look for the 4:30 segment today. The programs are put on in segments. And that was played in the 4:30 segment today. And now, Jeff, if people open that up, can they? Is there a way they could share that with other people? I suppose that they could. Yeah, they can download it and share it. So you can still pass it along. It's not as easy as it was 2 hours ago. Again, 2 hours ago, it was public, readily available, loud and proud. We're coming after your children. And the YouTube was titled, A Message from the Gay Community. That's how it was titled, A Message from the Gay Community. They wanted you to know, we're coming after your children. I mean, it was blatant in your face. Well, not was, it still is. So again, it's gone. So the only way I know of to access it is on our archives. So there it is. Wow. Gone. I'm not going to go any further in it. But if you haven't heard it, you need to. You really do. Something absolutely amazes me. I mean, I'm serious. I'm not being facetious in any way. I am dead serious. Why do people continue to elect Democrats to office, particularly Democrats that are far left. All Democrats are left, but some are far left. And as you and I continue to discover, everything the left touches, they destroy. They kill. Look at all of the cities in America that have exploding crime rates. What do they all have in common? Democrat leadership, Democrat mayor, Democrat city council, across the board. Name me, and maybe there is one. I don't know what it is, and if there is, please look it up, tell me, and I will go on the air and correct myself. But to my knowledge, every major city in America that is experiencing skyrocketing, exploding crime has Democratic leadership. I don't know of an exception. There may be, and again, if you know one, let me know. This has been going on for a long time. And yet, who continues to get elected? Democrats. Wouldn't you think that people in these cities would sit back and go, this isn't working out. We keep electing these Democrats and things keep getting worse. They keep making these promises and they don't keep their promises and things just keep getting, you know, maybe we should change our mind about who we vote for. But they don't. Chicago, more than 100 people shot over July 4th weekend. And out of all of the aldermen in Chicago's 50-seat city council, they are all Democrats. All are Democrats, except for four, and they're independents. They don't have a single Republican. But one of the independents, Anthony Napolitano, says, and I'm quoting, "This is a war zone." And he's demanding that the city finally change policy, change direction. Out of 50 aldermen, they've got one who has the courage to stand up and say, you know, what we're doing is not working. It's we need to change one out of 50. And he said, this is a war zone. And yet I can almost guarantee you in the next mayoral election, if Lightfoot is not reelected, and that is questionable at this point, finally, people are, well, they're not real pleased with Mayor Lightfoot. And there's no reason why they would be pleased. But I can almost guarantee you they will elect another Democrat and a Democratic city council. Does that make any sense? I mean, what is the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result? I mean, really? Don't you think people would finally say, maybe it's time for a change?